I have been fascinated. I've seen it in parishes around the country where perhaps the priest is getting elderly, doing his best to provide as good a service as he can, but just physically not able to cover all the bases that he may have covered before. And people are now beginning to say, how can we enable this man to help us to be church together? Rather than seeing how can we help him, how can we enable him as best he can within his limitations at the moment to facilitate us in being the Christian community? Now, I think that's maybe a very positive thing that's happening, and people are genuinely discovering their role. And where people are encouraged and supported in doing that, I think the church can indeed be very vibrant. Now, of course, there are big theological issues about Eucharist, providing Eucharist for communities and so on. But maybe too, we have to look sometimes and say, have we become over Eucharistized? Have we put nearly too much emphasis on the church? I would safely say there are more masses still being celebrated in parishes around the country than there were 60 years ago. And we've become used to that. And maybe we need to look, as I was suggesting to you before, at other ways in which liturgy can be celebrated. The other question you raised then is the question of women in the church. I think that is an enormous question for the church to face, and I think its track record certainly has not been good there. And maybe as we become more de-clericalized, to use that word, the role of women opens up in a very equal kind of playing pitch. And the reality is that, as far as I know, something like 80% of the ministry in the church, of the non-ordained ministry, is done by women. And that is the reality.
And yet we now have, at this time of opportunity that you speak of, another layer of ministry being brought in, male only, married deacons. So doesn't look too hopeful that what that movement of the Spirit and that space and opportunity is actually being taken on board by the church, the institutional church.
Yes, I think the introduction of the diaconate is a positive move, but it also needs to be more carefully thought out, I think, than has happened up to now. If the diaconate is as significant a role and ministry in the church, which I believe it is, why haven't we had it for much longer in the Irish church? Now, there is certainly a big issue around introducing another layer of ministry, one that we haven't been familiar with here at any rate, and that again excludes women.
It would appear without any theological justification, given the that it's not ordination to priesthood.
Yes, it's not ordination to priesthood. It is an ordination. The diaconate is part of the ordained ministry in the church. That's certainly true. But I think the jury is still out on whether women can or should or ought to be excluded from it. I think that's an issue that needs a lot more theological reflection.
But is it a case, however, that while we're saying at one level this is an opportunity and the church now will not have vocations, and yet on the other hand what has not changed is a clerical hierarchical model, and that until that changes, really you'll just replace priests with lay people who are sometimes more clericalized than the priests themselves, and that has been said by some priests in certain areas.
Yes, I think that's true. One thing I would say, it's not a lay ministry. In fact, it is an ordained ministry. The reality is that married men can be ordained deacons, so maybe sometimes people confuse that with being a lay ministry. However,
priests can't be married in the Catholic Church.
Normally, but there are married priests in the Catholic Church. For instance, the Anglican priests who became Roman Catholic priests in recent times in England remained married, obviously, when they joined the ministry. So that isn't an
absolute. Some would say patriarchy can do whatever, it can make up the rules to suit themselves. Some would say.
Possibly. But to go back to a serious point, I think, about the diaconate, one of my problems with it at the moment in the Irish context is that it is being presented as a substitute for the shortage in vocations to the ordained priesthood. I don't think that is a good reason for introducing the diaconate. The diaconate is a ministry of service in the church. And the deacon is really reflecting back to all the baptized the call to service that belongs to them. Now, that's what we really need to emphasize. And I think that could be a lot more empowering for people than simply presenting it as a substitute for an ordained priesthood. In other words, that you have somebody who will conduct a funeral service, somebody who maybe does baptisms and so on.
If it's all the baptized, that would include women.
Yes. And there's no reason why a lay person cannot do most of those things. In lots of mission territories, catechists will do the baptisms. Catechists will take care of the funerals. Catechists will do the marriage preparation and so on. So there's no reason why that can't happen here as well.